Hey, this is Leon De Pria, the founder of Encounter Churches, and you are listening to Encounter Now Podcast. I hope this message inspires you, empowers you, and builds your spirit. Enjoy.
I'm excited to spend this time with you this morning as we delve into divine knowledge and wisdom. I want you to grab a pen, grab a paper as we start and open your Bibles at Luke 21, verse 15. The Bible says this, "For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist." Two things that God says there. I want you to underline it, a mouth and wisdom. So by the divine wisdom that God gives us, and we opening our mouth and declaring it into the atmosphere, He says that that becomes our battle axe. Every revolution in human history has been a product of one form of idolatry or the other. And you must understand that in this end time, there will be a revolution that's going to hit the earth through the awakening of a new breed of people operating in divine wisdom and knowledge. Jesus is coming back to meet a glorious church. He's coming to meet one that is operating in a different realm of wisdom, a peculiar realm of wisdom, which the world has never experienced. And this is God's prophetic agenda for His church. I want you to stay with me because this is profound. Wisdom is not just a mere mental exhaustion. It is discovering God's approach to every issue of your life. This wisdom is not just common sense, but it's a scriptural sense. It's an understanding. It's the ability to operate by scriptures in every aspect of your life. I'm already getting excited because I know that God is setting me up for victory. It is the ability to operate by scriptures in every aspect of our lives. It is making use of the word to produce evidence. So I want you to understand this, because the word of God and the wisdom of God produces a set of evidence which the devil can never contradict. It is not the heaviness of our speech which demonstrates wisdom, but the heaviness of the evidence which we command. I'm going to say that again. It's not the heaviness of our speech which demonstrates wisdom, but the heaviness of the evidence which we command. So wisdom is our battle axe. It is far more effective and more potent than all our weapons of war put together. I want you to change your mind, because I know that you have always just thought of your weapons of war in a specific way, but I want you to change that, because God says that I will give you knowledge and wisdom, and I will give you a mouth to start declaring this into the atmosphere that will become an evidence so that the devil cannot resist. So wisdom is expressed through your mouth. Whatever you cannot say, you cannot have. As your heart begins to envision that which God has for you, you need to begin to speak forth in prophecy. In so doing, you establish that which God has deposited into your heart. That is the wisdom of God being expressed through you. So God says that I will give you wisdom. That wisdom I will place and deposit into your heart. But then He says, I have given you a mouth. And with that mouth, you will start declaring and expressing this divine wisdom of God. God says that I have given you a mystery. This mystery is that when you start declaring the wisdom that God has placed within you, it will become a stumbling block for the enemy. And you, in Romans 10 verse 10, God says this, and I want us to read that quickly. Romans 10 verse 10 says this, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness," all right, "and with the mouth confesseth unto salvation." So with the heart we believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth, as we confess it, it becomes our salvation. It says that by this wisdom in our hearts, until we declare it, it has no effect. So we believe something, but the moment that there is a declaration of that belief, it has an effect. I want to encourage you in this day to open your mouth wide and to begin to declare unto the devil and unto the enemy, unto every circumstance, unto every darkness, that what God has placed within you. I want us to go to Exodus 31, and I want to read a couple of scriptures there, starting with verse 1. It says, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship.'" And then verse 6 it says, "And I have put wisdom in his heart." God has placed wisdom inside your heart because of the Spirit of wisdom. Isaiah 11 calls the Spirit of God the Spirit of wisdom. That Spirit is within you. God says that I have given you wisdom in your heart, deposited wisdom in your heart, and then I have given you a mouth to declare this wisdom that I have deposited inside your heart into the atmosphere, so that it becomes a prophecy, a prophetic agenda that I declare unto the enemies that the enemy cannot resist. So no enemy can resist nor contradict divine wisdom. I hope that you're hearing me out today. As you declare today, the enemy is set to flight. I want you to declare with me today. Make these declarations. I declare that I am an architect of divine revelation. Paul says that I am an architect of divine revelation. I will receive and understand hidden wisdom by the power of the Holy Spirit. Declare that. Declare that into the atmosphere. I will receive and understand hidden wisdom by the power of the Holy Spirit. I receive the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. And the eyes of my understanding are enlightened right now in Jesus' name. I declare and I decree that today I will tap into heavenly mysteries. And through this declaration, I pull down the strongholds of confusion in my life in the name of Jesus. Every seat of confusion in my life be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I reject every storm of confusion and claim a sound mind in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command the voice of confusion to come down and be silenced in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray for you in this morning that by divine wisdom that God has deposited inside of our hearts, we will have the ability to declare this wisdom that comes from the Spirit, and it will put our enemy to flight. Our enemy will not have the ability to resist it. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.